Welcome back to 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. This is Tommy Wood talking Lubbock Cooper Pirate football with Coach Chip Darden. Tonight, the Pirates host the Friendship Tigers at AT&T Jones Stadium. Coach, exciting environment here tonight.
Yeah, it is. I think our fans are excited for it. We sold out our 5,000 allotment in 24 hours. So I think our fans are excited for it. Our kids are excited for the experience. And we need to play well for the big crowd that we're going to have.
You know, we talk about that and the fact that it's a sellout inside of that time. I know it's been very difficult emotionally for everybody to try to make sure that as many fans get to see these games as possible. What all went into the idea of getting this game moved to this stadium tonight so that more folks could see this game?
Yeah, we kind of had seen on Twitter some of the Metroplex schools were playing at AT&T or at the Star and moving their games for that reason, and kind of I called Coach Cap one day and said, what do you think about that Friendship game, moving it? He said, that's a great idea. Let me call Mr. Bryant. And all of a sudden, in about a couple of days, it was both sides were all on board with it. And I think probably having Kirby Hocutt's boy on the Friendship roster helped out a little bit. And but it's a neat deal for everybody. Both administrations just did a great job of handling it and doing it right. And then Texas Tech has just treated us really well, letting us have a lot of stuff that maybe you wouldn't at a big stadium like this.
Well, and of course, the UIL in general doing a fantastic job of allowing football games to begin with, allowing the games to be streamed on Friday night. Between that and the administrations of all those schools, it's just a testament to what everybody's doing to allow as many people as possible to be able to see these games that are really just, you know, unprecedented circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing that they I think some people get mad at whether it's the UIL or somebody that's in charge of how this goes, but they're doing everything in their power to have games, let kids play. And so we couldn't be happier with the decisions that they're making. And we just kind of said we'll follow whatever protocols are in place as long as we can play. And our kids and really the entire Lubbock Cooper community has done a good job with it.
Right now, talking to Coach Chip Darden of the Cooper Pirates on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. A couple of real quick questions from last week, Coach. I know it's a disappointing outcome for the Coronado Mustang game. However, I thought overall the Pirates did a lot of things very, very well, just ran into a very, very good team. What were some of your key takeaways?
Yeah, the first thing you got to say is Coronado's good, and I don't never want to take anything away from them. We know that they're good coaching staff, good talent. But I thought the big takeaway is I thought our defense played hard and played well majority of the game. Gave up a big play early, responded off of that big play and played well. And then offensively, not very constructive to just say we got to get better, but that is the case. Also think watching film, there was some improvement and we're a lot closer than it might look to, you know, just sitting in the stands watching. We're a lot closer to being good and explosive, and we just have to. We've got to put points on the board. We don't really care about stats and yards and all that. We care about points. And so when you got a goose egg, that obviously isn't going to get it done. And I think our kids have responded this week. I think kind of some of the changes that we made, we had a good week of practice, and the guys are just excited to get out there and play.
You know, one last question about last week, talk about what this team has done and how the offensive line has improved. Can you tell me just a little bit about what your thoughts were on Xadrian Huerta's play last week?
Yeah, Xadrian, you know, he's played a lot of football for us. He started a lot of the time last year at center, and that center spot's hard. They make a lot of calls. I got to see a lot of things, a little bit more to think about, and I thought he's handled that really well. I think the deal that we look at the most on offense, you got to execute, you got to do a lot of things, but we want to see that they're playing hard. And Xadrian's playing hard, and I thought he played hard the other night.
So another big challenge here tonight. Friendship Tigers come in. Last year, this was a 4-overtime game. It's another crosstown rivalry. We talked about it last week, how the players know each other from church. They've known each other for a long time, and you can't help but have a different feel. How do you keep them focused on football on these games?
Yeah, I think typically we're really concerned with it. I think this week, after what happened last Friday, the focus is there, and they don't like to lose, don't want to lose. And so been a little bit different. But yeah, that's the deal. You want them to stay off social media and not get into any trash talk on there, and just play football. And I think our kids have responded with that pretty well. But they're always fun games. They're fun for the fans. They're fun for players and coaches. Just always fun to have a neat atmosphere.
Well, these two teams come in, each 1-1, and the only team that either of the two has lost to has been Coronado. This is going to be a fun one tonight. Anything in particular that you're really looking forward to the most this evening?
I want to see how we respond both to last Friday and then when stuff bad happens tonight. You know, they're gonna move the ball. They're gonna get some stops on us. How do we respond as a team? And I didn't think we did that very well last Friday, and so hopefully we're a little bit better in that area. And as always, see if we play hard.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. That's Coach Chip Darden. Right now, we're about 10 minutes away from kickoff. Cooper Pirates against Friendship Tigers. Back in just a moment. You're listening to 100.7 The Score and 100.7thescore.com.